presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. If you're looking for good news, this is not a time to be following recent developments in healthcare. Costs are rising, services are shrinking, and the need for care is constantly growing. E.J. Neal, co-chair of the North Sonoma County Healthcare District, which operates the community hospital in Healdsburg, believes a fundamental problem with our current healthcare delivery system is that it is profit-driven.
Taking the profit out of the system immediately gives you somewhere between 15 and 20% more dollars to use for healthcare. Kaiser is by far the best efficient model out there. It is a health provider based as an insurance company wrapped around a medical facility. They have vertical integration, and they can deliver a very, very cost-effective product.
The downside, he adds, is that as Kaiser gets ever bigger, it becomes more static and bureaucratic and less responsive to patients. At the same time, small local providers are facing economic extinction. Neal says he would not want to be a community-based family practice physician today.
They're now price takers. Their majority of their business comes from either insurance rates, which are dictated to them, or Medicare rates, which are dictated to them. So if you're looking for a business model that says, hi, my costs are whatever my costs are, and excuse me, this is what I'm going to pay you, how does that work long term?
So it's little wonder that more and more doctors are leaving medicine altogether.
We're losing doctors at the rate of about 5% a year. And there is no federal dollars going into the medical teaching hospitals to do any kind of increase in the number of doctors. We're going to lose 150,000 docs over the next 10 years, and there's no replacements unless we get them from India or China. And not everybody's really comfortable with that.
But Neal also has an idea that could help stem the tide, at least a little, here in Sonoma County.
The Fulton Road campus could be turned into a teaching hospital. This would help the availability of the number of doctors that are in Sonoma County. Why? Because what we found is if you train them here, they stay here.
A former Silicon Valley executive turned North County grape grower, Neal immersed himself in the arcana of medical finances when he got involved in the efforts to get Healdsburg Community Hospital back on its fiscal feet. He's convinced that the current payment methods are set up to make the whole system confusing and obscure.
Hospitals don't publish what they charge. Well, how is it as a consumer I'm supposed to know what's the best deal? My doctor is still my doctor. He's the one that's going to be performing services for me. If he's accredited and accepted at any particular hospital, he's going to know what this is going to be. Let's go shopping for things that we need to do. We do it all the time for everything else.
But Neal also has an idea of how things might be made to work better.
The model that I would advocate is fee-for-service and a catastrophic policy. I mean, get a $10,000 deductible, a $5,000 deductible, whatever you think you can do. The costs of that are far, far less on a monthly basis than a fee-for-service model. And you can keep your docs in business.
Of course, others may well disagree, and probably will, when Neal, along with representatives from Kaiser, the Sonoma County Health Department, and other key players in the local health scene, all take part in a community forum titled Sonoma County Healthcare, Can a Sick System Get Well? It's happening tonight at 7:30 at the Raven Theater in Healdsburg. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.